With the new year comes a new mayor for the city of Healdsburg. Vice Mayor Leah Gold was unanimously selected by the city council to succeed David Hagley back in mid-December. She started her year-long term this month and spoke with KRCB's Adia White about what she hopes to accomplish.
It's going to be an interesting year because it's an election year. So we have a couple of measures coming up that are countywide measures in March. That's Measure I, which is the smart funding, and Measure G, which are fire services. So our council will be discussing whether to pass resolutions in support of those measures. And then we're going to have a local Measure H, which basically modifies Healdsburg's growth management. We have we've had growth management in place for some time, and it limits the number of housing units that can be built each year. And it's had the inadvertent effect of really making it very difficult to build any multi-unit buildings. So 2 years ago, the voters passed Measure P, which permitted up to 50 units annually of multifamily rental housing, as long as it was under a certain price point. In other words, affordable by someone who was making 160% of average median income, but it specified rental units. So what we're doing with this measure is we're just broadening it, saying that they could also be for sale units. We're just trying to make it a little bit easier for developers to include multifamily units in their development proposals.
Right. Healdsburg has had a number of challenges regarding affordable housing over the years. I mean, it's an expensive place to live, but you also have a thriving tourist industry, so you need people who work in that industry to be able to live there. Do you think that this might make a difference for some of those challenges?
Well, it'll certainly remove an obstacle. When you're talking about market rate housing, you can't really make it happen, but you can create an atmosphere in which perhaps it can happen. We've actually done a very good job of building affordable housing as far as the affordable housing as it's defined by, you know, state law. So we've had a problem or an issue with older apartment buildings being purchased, the tenants being evicted, and the apartments being renovated so they can charge a market rent, which is quite high in Healdsburg. So we've managed to step in many of those cases, and partnering with some of our nonprofit partners, we've been able to actually purchase those apartment buildings and keep them affordable and avoid displacing the residents, which is, you know, a huge win. So we hope to keep doing that. We do have some affordable housing coming up as part of other development agreements, and we're going to be discussing a fee for new hotel construction, that they also have to build affordable housing units because they do create the need for more of these hospitality workers, as you've referred to.
And so you've been mayor before. How do you see your role for this term as different than it was previously? And what do you think some of the new challenges that you'll be facing are?
Well, certainly fire safety is at the forefront now, where it wasn't in 2003. It wasn't something we thought about, besides, of course, just keeping our fire department at a good level. Now it seems rather broader than that. So that's the challenge to deal with, is disaster preparedness. And I think we really did quite a good job at the Kincade Fire. We learned a lot from the Tubbs Fire experience. I'm really happy with the way that we responded, and obviously with the way that the outcomes was great, that no structures were damaged inside the city.
That was Healdsburg Mayor Leah Gold talking with KRCB's Adia White. You can hear the full interview at norcalpublicmedia.org.